'cause you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. Talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Well, there was really nothing finer surprise than during Saturday's collaboration set, which was the very first all-female headlining set, then when Brandi Carlile took the mic and introduced the legend herself, Dolly Parton, who came out in a yellow rhinestone pantsuit. And it just was one of the best things I have ever seen. I never thought I would get to see Dolly Parton live. And there she strolled out on stage, commanding everything. And the thousands upon thousands and thousands of people lost their damn minds, including myself. And she was funny and sassy, and she looked amazing and was powerful. And her suit catching in the sunlight with all the rhinestones was really just something special. It's hard to capture on camera. But yeah, she came out and she sang Jolene and I Will Always Love You in 9 to 5. And she just, well, it was something I'm never, ever going to forget. And that's one of the best things about the festival, is that you never know what's coming. You never know who that special guest is going to be. And also Brandi Carlile brought out Judy Collins. It was just amazing to see these legends walk out on stage and sing, and they just sounded wonderful, and the audience just being totally in the moment and taken aback by what was going on stage. And that is one of the best things, is just the surprises that come at you constantly at this festival, and Dolly Parton was one of them. So that's Jolene, title track off the Legends 13th album. It was released in 1974. Again, she's a surprise guest, and it was excellent. Up ahead of that, another amazing special guest that I did not see coming. All of a sudden, this badass rock and roll woman came strolling on stage all dressed in black. She was fantastic, and she took the microphone and had her and every woman that was playing sing What's Up. And she made sure that the audience sang along as well. And can you imagine hearing all those people screaming What's Going On? And it gave me goosebumps right now, just how incredible it was to sing What's Up with Linda Perry. And you know, 100. I don't know how many people were up there. So many people were on that stage, but it was incredible, and it was a really nice surprise. So Linda Perry came out from Four Non Blondes singing What's Up, and that comes off of the 1992, their one and only album, Four Non Blondes, Bigger, Better, Faster, More. Up ahead of that, Jupiter and Aquas, Oh Fakambolo is the name of the track I played you, and that's off of their amazing 2017 album, Kinsonic, and that was a super dance party. It was hot. I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you the whole weekend was pretty much really hot, but it didn't matter. I was running around with my camera and going from stage to stage and trying to see as many and document as much as I could, but I stayed a little longer at that set because it was dance-tastic. It was really fun. And I had to play them as my Saturday set. Jade Bird, uh-huh. Big, big single off the UK Magician's self-titled debut album released in April via Glass Note Records. Everyone stole Saturday, but she came out and she owned that stage. And she just made a name for herself. I know she's going to be back. You should check out her self-titled album. It's really, really spectacular. And she played the main stage and she owned it and it was a lot of fun. And I don't remember seeing anybody as happy or smiley or just amazed to be on stage with everybody as Jade Bird. It was really great. Raylan Baxter up at that with Angeline, great one off of the National Musician's third album, Wide Awake. It was also his third time at the festival, and he bought his A++++ game. The crowd was really into it, including myself. Wide Awake was released in 2018 via ATO Records. He's in Germany tonight and Europe for the next 2 weeks. And back in the States at Thompson's Point in Portland, Maine, August 31st. So go to Raylan Baxter, go to his website and check out where he is in Europe. And I really highly suggest that you check him out. You'll have a blast. And kicking off the set with Literate Light, Nothing's Fair on the Virginia Band's latest EP, Sweet Beast, released in January. And touring in August and joining Rainbow Kitten Surprise for a fall tour in September. Those guys are going places. Opening for Rainbow Kitten Surprise. Come on. All right, let's get into the Sunday sets. These guys bought their dance party as well. Lake Street Dive, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Don't wanna fight, I don't got a right to. I was sitting at a bar in New England. I was thinking about another beer. I had a lady playing on a piano. Yeah, it was like an hour cut to my ears. I said, hey, I like it how you play that piano. She just said, honey, what are you doing here? So when I'm sitting at a bar. Well, the very first time we laid eyes on you, your mama burst into tears. And we were shaking in the medical basement. And I guess everything was on the rear. I was staring like a fool at the camera.
I don't, I know you, honey. our sweet fools in Abu Dhabi. And I dance real slow with rockets on Dodger Molly. First chance, I'll take the bed warmed by the body. Woo! I once warmed my head over a burning Maserati. Woo! I've had no love like your love from nobody.
Like an iron to the bone. a symbol in your heart. And the ones that stick around are the hardest ones to find. And if you can't find the closest, you need the kindness to survive. In my kindness of strangers, in my kindness of strangers, in my
standing there and you're waiting for the acts to begin, the next set to begin, and then Jay Sweet comes out and introduces Kermit the Frog, and he pops out with his little stool and his banjo and the familiar banjo chorus of Rainbow Connection starts and people lose their minds. It's one of the best things I've ever seen and witnessed. And then Jim James of My Morning Jacket came out in his rainbow jacket and duetted. My head exploded. And so I think that everyone else, to see my childhood up there and one of my favorite musicians singing Rainbow Connection at Newport Folk Festival with Kermit sitting on his little stool, Yeah, it was something. I really don't have any words for it. It was just something else. Rainbow Connection right there. It's released in 1979, and the Muppet Movie is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. Again, Kermit was joined by Jim James for the If I Had a Song set, and they handed out these amazing little songbooks. So it was just another collaborative moment of musicians singing other people's songs, and they handed out these beautiful little songbooks to the entire crowd to sing along with to close out the festival on Sunday, and it was just excellent. Courtney Marie Andrews, Kindness of Strangers, off of her incredible sixth studio album, May Your Kindness Remain, at least on Fat Possum Records. Hozier doing Nobody off the Irish Musician's sophomore album, Wasteland Baby, released in March on Ruby Works Records. Phosphorescent, New Birth in New England, great one from the 2018 album, C'est La Vie, released in Dead Oceans. And kicking off the set with Lake Street Dive, Call Off Your Dogs, favorite of mine from the band's 2016 album, Side Pony, released via Nonesuch. All of them played on Sunday, and it was marvelous. Just marvelous. All right. Time is running out. I could do this all day. Let's get into a set of people I'd like to see back at the Fort. All of these musicians and artists have played one time or another, but it's been a few years, and I'd like to hopefully see them back one of these days playing a set at Newport. And I started off with someone I had in my hope to see back at Newport set last year. I'm just going to keep playing her until it happens. Here's Cat Power.
Greatest. 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 Oh, yeah. Oh, what a If you need to keep time on me, if you need to keep time on me, who knows what state is in store? If they all turn, will you run? If you need to keep time on me, if you need to keep time on me, when I need to, I'll keep time on you. Wide oceans roar, a frightened fool stokes heedless fire. But if you need to keep time on me, if you need to keep time on me, how could it all fall in one day?
Sarah right there. Great one called Hell. That was off of the duo's 2009 album, Sainthood, released on Sire Records. I'd love to see them at the festival. Their first and only appearance was in 2011. Let's get them back. Amy Mann up out of that Goose Snow Cone, first single from her 2017 album, Mental Illness, released via Super Ego Records. It won the Grammy that year for the best folk album, and rightly so. It's a beautiful album. Her first and only appearance was 2003. We need to have her back. And a side note, the video for Goose Snow Cone. Goose Snow Cone is about a cat named Goose and having to go to the vet and put a cone on his head for after being sick. And the video is all about that, and showing Amy Mann and her friend taking Goose to the vet and putting the snow cone on her. And everything's fine in the end. The cat's fine at the end of the video, but I still can't watch it without tearing up, because it's, you know, that's just how I am. Fleet Foxes up ahead of that, If You Need to Keep Time on Me. Beautiful single off of their third album, Crack Up, released in 2017. This year, let's see, I think that they're going to be back next year because Robin Pecknold was part of the festival. He played Sweet Judy Blue Eyes with Judy Collins herself and James Mercer from The Shins during the If I Had a Song set. And usually when people show up for other sets and collaborations, I feel like they may be back the following year. So that would be awesome. They previously performed in 2009 when Josh Tillman, a.k.a. Father John Misty, was on drums, and they also played in 2017. Nice to have them back. They're working on new material, so maybe that will happen. And kicking off the set with Cat Power, the greatest title track from her great seventh album, released in 2006. Her first and only appearance was 2008. I'd like to see those musicians and bands and many others make their way back, hopefully next year, or at least soon. All right, let's get into the last set of the show. This is Hopes and Wishes for 2020 debuts. Now, last year, one of my hopes and wishes for the debut was Maggie Rogers, and she debuted her official first set this year, and it was incredible. And she showed up in 2018 playing with other people. So I kind of figured she may be back, and it was excellent. So let's see if we can do it again. Now, I was hoping that this wonderful musician would be here this year, but she wasn't, so let's try again. Here's Caroline Rose.
Waitress sets the tables, 2 and 4 and 6. Laying placemats, knife, fork, spoon upon napkin. All the counter people, she knows us all by name. All counter people fishing, everywhere we are the same.
that's it. Man, that goes by so fast. Music Savage Show has come to an end here, 91.5 FM, Medford Tuss, free from radio, serving the Boston area and the whole wide world, WMFO.org. I hope you enjoyed my loving look back on last weekend's festival. I certainly enjoyed putting it together. My goal is to get you, if you've never been, interested in going. That was a set right there of Hopes and Wishes for 2020. Natalie Prass with Oh My, favorite of mine from her incredible second album, The Future in the Past. She was a part of the festival in 2017. She was in Grandma's Hands bands with Justin Vernon and MC Taylor. Tribute to Bill Withers. So hopefully she'll be back. Duran Jones and Indications, Long Way Home, off the Bloomington, Indiana band's incredible sophomore album, American Love Call. Budo's band, Old Engine Oil, great one from the New York band's fifth album, titled Five, out now on Daptone Records. And Caroline Rose, Getting to Me, off her stellar 2018 album, Loner. I would like all of them to make their debut soon. The show is dedicated to my Newport family on 112 Spring Street, to all the wonderful people that put the festival together, including Jay Sweet, and all the hardworking photographers and people behind the scenes, all the security. Can't wait to see you all next year. Go out and see local music, support local artists, and be kind to each other. The motto when we're walking into Newport Folk Festival is, we're stronger when we sing together. We are. We're stronger when we sing, and we're stronger when we're kind to each other. Thanks for joining me, whether it's live or in the future on all streaming platforms. Come back to me next Friday. I'll be looking for you. This is Ryan D. signing off. Stay tuned for Dirty Old Boston's coming up next on WMFO. See you, kids. Thank you.